Good morning, everyone. So today's scripture talks about the power of touch. So we're going to talk about the importance of touch today. Now, there have been some really smart people who have looked at the importance of touch, like when your parents and your family give you a hug, and the effect that kids and people who don't have a lot of touch in their lives, how that affects them growing up. So you may not know this, but when you were a little tiny baby, when you were first born, in the hospital, they put the babies right on their mama's chest as soon as they're born, because that comforts the babies, and that skin-to-skin contact, it helps the babies stop crying, it helps to regulate their temperature and their breathing and their heart rate. So that's really important. And for the mamas, it helps release the relaxation hormone in them. So also very important after giving birth. So for children that live in orphanages that don't have, you know, their own parents, and there's a bunch of kids and the orphanages are understaffed, those children have been shown to have a lack of growth because they're missing that importance of touch. So let's think about COVID, when the pandemic went through. We can talk about the absence of touch then as well, because loneliness went up, depression went up, anxiety went up. People didn't have the hugs that they were used to. They didn't have the simple handshakes that they were used to outside the house, and especially people living alone. They missed that touch and that connection with other people. So today's scripture doesn't exactly talk about a hug, but it talks about the power of touch, specifically the power of Jesus's touch. And just because we don't have that same power that Jesus had, our touch, our hugs, our handshakes, our arm around the shoulder, or helping somebody wipe away a tear, our touch has a lot of power and it conveys a lot of love. And any of you that are listening remotely, if you haven't been to Trinity, come and visit us. We're a bunch of good huggers here. We have hugs to give. So let's just remember that when you hug somebody or when you help somebody up, you're not only making them feel better, but you make yourself feel better as well. So let's pray. God, we thank you for giving us just a portion of your power in the touch and the love that we can share with others. Thank you for giving us this family in Christ, and help us to be good brothers and sisters to all we meet. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.